Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live, and the phones are open. If you want to take control of the airwaves, you can do that at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark.
All right, so you can, of course, bring up anything that you want. Doesn't have to be COVID-related. In fact, I prefer it if it weren't.
Please, though.
There's a lot of other things that we can talk about. And I know last night, Mark, you guys got into the ZA, which is Spanish for...
Let me try it. This is not actually true. I don't have this memorized or anything, but it's basically Zona Economica Developma Educational, right? Like that kind of thing. So
and
basically,
means...
it's an educational development zone. But it's probably defined in English best as a special autonomous zone. So we know what a special economic zone is, right?
I don't know.
You don't? Okay. A special economic zone is a zone where the economic, tax, and regulatory rules of a given country change in a given space. Okay?
Okay.
So, for instance, a very great example is Shenzhen, which is outside of Hong Kong. China saw how successful Hong Kong was, which is sort of a proto-special economic zone. And so they created their own special economic zone, Shenzhen, which is just outside. And they had a great deal of success in that particular area.
I've seen some amazing videos from,
amazing pictures
from there. Yeah.
So beautiful, all those lights. And around the world, they've seen this, and they've copied it.
Didn't you say there were like 4,000 of these things?
Yeah, that number's gone up. It's 5,200.
Okay.
There's 5,200 special economic zones.
Well, shouldn't we have freedom then?
Let's turn New Hampshire into a special economic zone. That sounds like a good idea.
I think you have insightfully seen the difference. A special economic zone only is beneficial when it has significantly freer... And it's nearby a place where people want to trade. So you need population and significantly more freedom to attract the business mm-hmm. that would then go through so you can skim whatever it is off in whatever way, you know, by offering services and this sort of thing, and everybody prospers. So if every place was as free as Shenzhen or Hong Kong or, say, Singapore, which is economically free but not, say, socially free, then... You wouldn't see the benefit to a particular place. It would just sort of be a worldwide benefit. And that benefit would be much more difficult to see for the average person because it would take longer and these sorts of things. Anyway, we can see that a special economic zone isn't particularly special anymore since there's 5,200.
Okay.
So what do you do? Well, you can, it's hard to find, say, in the United States. It's unlikely to find a real special economic zone in the United States.
But they're talking about doing one in Nevada, which you guys discussed last night. We'd actually talked about that, I think, a week prior here on Free Talk Live.
And that is essentially a shot at making the new version of a company store.
Yes.
You know, peonism, as it was known, you know, back in the day. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in watching
well,
that?
It's a special pleading being done for one company. It doesn't sound like...
No, it's not that. It is one company that is spearheading it, but they are targeting tech companies, I guess, specifically, so it won't be open to just anyone. Some would argue that the situation was designed specially for this one company, that they're the only company that could actually make it happen, but I don't know if that's the case.
Google or Facebook could absolutely open up a campus there, but you need $250 million in the bank.
Which they have.
To show. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
We don't.
Right.
Right? So freedom is not available to us in Nevada. I would say...
I don't even think it's going to be available to them either, but
I would
the
say
devil's going to be in the details.
Indian reservations are probably already have more freedom and can... deal with providing the average person more freedom than any zone that the government of Nevada is going to be able to create. So keep an eye on Indian reservations would be my first thought on that when it comes to the United States. Then when it comes to freedom in the United States, so it's unlikely that they're going to make a real special economic zone in the United States where a lot of population and a lot of money is. So we have to kind of look at what else can you do? Well, you can amp up the amount of freedom.
Have we tried to do that here? Because I think that would actually be a very interesting way to attack the problem, and I think it is something we should try to do in New Hampshire.
If we is the government, then yes, they should do it.
Yeah.
But
No, we are not the government.
No, we are not. And the government has yet to ask, to ring me up and say, hey, Mark, how should we handle these problems of regulation and taxation that we have? And it's unlikely that they will.
Well, right. So, I mean, why would the government want to do this in the United States?
There's no reason. They have no motive.
Right. Normally, the motive is economic
development,
right?
Right. And they already are the most economically developed country.
Mm-hmm.
And New Hampshire has the highest median income, or at least it was it was said at one point. I've seen a chart, right? New Hampshire came out number one of median income of all Western countries. So it's beating out Luxembourg and places like that. It was staggering to see New Hampshire at the top of this chart.
Hmm. I don't know that we're too rich, though. You can't be too rich or too thin.
Agreed. However, people lose motivation when they're sufficiently rich. Everything's going fine.
Well,
say the
luckily, many of us here are not sufficiently rich.
Agreed. But the bureaucrats don't care
rich.
About you.
It's true. No, they don't. They don't care about me. But luckily, we do have a lot of people moving in who do care about this sort of thing. It would be interesting to see if there was a way to make something happen.
Personally, I have abandoned the idea that the Free State Project is going to be successful. I think that there are far too many reasons why it's not going to be. But I'm happy to address.
It's already been successful.
Agreed. I would say that it is doomed. And it has had some successes, whatever that might be. But New Hampshire's fell to number two to Florida a couple of years ago on the Cato's charts. How's that successful? Florida? Seriously? Florida is more successful? They're busy out down
maybe
there smelling bath salts.
Maybe they're successful at paying off the people who make charts.
Or maybe.
I lived in Florida and...
But did you own property in Florida?
I did own property in Florida.
Owning property is what made Florida beat New Hampshire. And I would agree that you have more control over your property where my mother owns in Florida than I do, where I have some, a cabin here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, but
it depends on where you are in New Hampshire.
It sure does.
Yeah, you picked a town with a bunch of Nazis that are running the town, whereas if you're in a place like Grafton, there's no zoning whatsoever. You can build whatever the hell you want to build. And you're making you make really unfair comparisons between these two places. First, you claim, Florida beat New Hampshire in this one chart. Well, on a couple different charts, they're neck and neck, basically.
Yeah.
And further, the Free State Project has just barely started. You act like everything should be done by now, and the reality is the move just finished. The official 5-year move window for the Free State Project literally just closed in the month of February in 2021. So,
which doesn't mean it's time to stop and rest on our laurels. It means it's time to open another window.
Right. There's more people moving here. There's thousands more pledged that are going to move here to New Hampshire. This thing's just getting started, and we've already had dozens of people get elected to the state house here before the move had even finished.
I think that's awesome.
You act like it's supposed to be over, just getting started.
I said, I have abandoned hope. I
know
didn't tell you should have abandoned hope.
No, but you're telling everyone else listening
that
they should, should leave you.
Hold on. Then let me give my other reasons, all right? So I've said that New Hampshire is already losing ground to Florida, and you don't like it, but it's true, right?
No,
Florida,
it's not.
Even if Florida does become more free, that doesn't actually harm us.
No, it's great.
I lived in Florida for 26 years. It is not a free place. You can have more
neither
freedom
is New Hampshire,
New Hampshire,
apparently, if it is about as free as Florida.
According to a study.
Okay. That study
according
was sufficient
to another
for
study,
you,
New Hampshire's more free than
that,
Florida.
That study was sufficient for you when New Hampshire was number one.
We're just getting started.
I'm trying to make one point.
We can make it when we can continue here.
The second thing I would say is you are doomed if you're going to go to another place and tell them how to live.
603-283-6160. This is the Live Free or Die state, and the people here do not want to be told how to live, and most of them don't want to tell other people how to live either. In fact, we get along just fine with a lot of the natives here in New Hampshire. There's more on the way. If you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
I'll tell you. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
What if the United States and Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, It is Free Talk Live, and the number here if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If we get a chance, the, what is it, Janet Yellen, I think is her name. She's the new Treasury Secretary, at least the nominee for Treasury Secretary. She is on the attack against Bitcoin. We can tell you about that. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. But right now, we are recapping, rehashing, letting nobody into this conversation that seems to come up inevitably whenever it is you return from your travels around the world. Mark, you've been going to various different places and pitching this idea of the ZA, the Special Economic Zone.
ZA is specifically specific to Honduras. So they have constitutional law and legislation surrounding the creation of a special autonomous zone called a ZA in Honduras. So a special autonomous zone is what I call these things, is a place where we can have an experiment in liberty and start building. And I don't want to disparage the Free State Project.
Well, you just did.
Well, I don't. No, I didn't. I said,
and it's fine
I don't
to disparage
believe.
The Free State Project, but to disparage the migration of liberty-minded people, whatever you want to call that, I think is really sad.
Well, I don't know what you mean when you say sad. What it's I sad. Said, I said is I don't believe. Like, that's the quote. I have abandoned my belief that moving a bunch of libertarians to New Hampshire, whatever that number may be, and we do not know what that number is because it's
thousands.
A bunch of lies.
Thousands.
We don't need to know.
We
what
did
the
not move.
Is.
We did not move and retain thousands of libertarians.
Actually,
New Hampshire.
I would say we have.
Oh, we almost certainly did.
I doubt that. We don't have any evidence.
People,
there's no evidence
there's a bunch
surrounding
of people
numbers.
Who moved and told us, told the Free State Project that they moved.
Yep.
And then there's a bunch
and
of people
left.
Who, some people left.
Yep.
And there's a bunch of people who moved and never told the Free State Project
that's
they moved.
That's true, too.
And never signed up for anything. In fact, a good chunk of our co-hosts are people like that. Aria, for instance, Captain Kickass, neither of those two people signed up for the Free State Project at any point. And the fact
I would love to see some numbers, but I don't know
don't
where
think,
to get them.
You just don't think.
See, I don't know how to do this.
Numbers.
Can I do this without calling your baby ugly? Is
it's
it
not
possible?
My baby. It's not my baby.
Is it possible? Is it possible not,
I'm not
to
a
argue
member of
about
the Free State.
It?
I'm not a member of the Free State Project. I resigned from it 5 years ago.
Okay. So I just don't believe it anymore.
Fine. You don't believe. What you're saying is you don't believe that a group of people with a similar mindset can come into a place and make that place different. Make that place
yes,
better.
Yes, they can make it different.
Okay.
I do not believe they can retain that, especially with a lack of a plan. There is no plan.
Has Vermont
the plan
become
is
more or less liberal?
More liberal.
Has
how many people moved there?
I don't know.
I know. That's because nobody's done the research.
Who? Somebody did. Jason Sorens did some research a long time ago on migrations and how, like, the Mormons moved into
yep.
Utah. They made a huge impact on that.
State. They had a lot of babies. How many babies are the libertarians having? How many babies
it's
do you have?
It's not my business.
I'm just saying.
It doesn't need to be entirely transplanted people either. I mean, when I was operating a business here, I had a number of people that I was interacting with. Those people were mostly over time became libertarian. You know, there's been a lot of work to be done in New Hampshire, and sadly, the biggest failure that I think we've had is the failure to put capital and labor together and produce stuff, which is oddly, very odd when you consider that we're all capitalists, and that's what capitalism is. It's putting capital and labor in the same place.
Well, we're
and
not necessarily
producing stuff.
Entrepreneurism is what you're hoping for, and there's nothing in the Free State Project or the great any particular group of people that are moving here. Their credo that says we're entrepreneurs.
Nope, that's true.
I don't particularly want to have employees. I would. It wouldn't be very long in dealing with employees and all all their little problems that I'd be like, I want out of this. It would be, to me, a misery dealing with employees.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want that. And that's not what I moved here for.
No, that's
I got
everything I moved professional here. Managers.
I got everything I moved here for, and I would like to make to point out that New Hampshire is the top of the list on places to live in the United States over and over again. If you don't consider the fact that ice falls from the sky for about 4 or 5 months out of the year. And it's a really
that's
great
why
place
it's the
to
best
live.
Place to get this movement started of people migrating for a better place. But you've just given up on the whole concept of a migration.
I haven't given up on
inside the United States.
No, what I have given up on is a specific type of migration to a place where you wish to retrofit the state. Let me address Mormons and hippies for a second, because you brought them up. First off, the hippies had a philosophy that would not work. It was a philosophy that would result only in more statism.
That's what they got.
It's easy to grow statism. Okay, like it is the nature of government to grow. Now, the Mormons have a religious philosophy, and you can't really compare politics and religion because of the zeal with which religious people feel about the things they feel. So let's address libertarianism versus hippieism or whatever that might be. Hippieism is statism of a sort. It's the belief that the government will work. Back to the land, we'll all work together, all this stuff. Libertarianism will work.
Back to the land and working together is not saying government is going to work.
Well,
you can definitely cooperate without having any government at all.
I think that many hippies would not have shied away from terms like socialism or egalitarianism and a variety of things that we have that have been demonstrated by libertarian authors.
There's two schools of thought among hippies. You have the more deadhead rainbow family type hippies, and generally they're just like, yeah, we're going to do what we're going to do, just stay the hell out of our way. And that's the kind of hippie that I enjoy interacting with. There are other groups that are more enthusiastic about trying to get everybody on the same page. And, of course, that's an absurdity. You're never going to get everybody on the same page. So
whereas libertarianism is very likely to work if it is implemented properly. And I believe we have had success in some level of implementation, and I think that we will have success. I think we'll have success in longevity, prosperity, and happiness. And these are things that everybody who calls themselves a human being looks forward to.
Who's we?
We human beings?
Okay, I just wanted to say we'll have success in these
things. The libertarians in New Hampshire will have success in creating a more free place.
And then you think it'll go away.
Free place will result in longevity, happiness, and prosperity. Then people who are just across the border, just driving distance, they'll say, I want to live longer, be happier, and be more successful. I shall move to New Hampshire. And they will not be in any way indoctrinated into the philosophies that brought whatever it is about. Because there's no plan to do that. There's no way to do that. Because
there's plenty of ways to do that.
Constitution of New Hampshire will not change. Because it is nearly...
Actually, you can easily change the Constitution.
Easily, really.
Yeah.
Simply, perhaps.
Yeah, simply, yeah.
Okay. And that's
they
what
did
needs
it
just to be
a
done.
A few years ago.
If they change the Constitution of New Hampshire to be where a supermajority of legislators need to vote to get a given law passed, and a simple majority need to vote to get it unpassed, then you guys are on the path. And that's a plan. But I haven't heard any other plan that would work.
603-283-6160 is the number here. That's 603-283-6160. So you think it can succeed, but then it will fail, is what you're saying.
If that's not done.
This is Free Talk.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 500,000 people have now died from COVID-19 in the United States, almost a year into the pandemic. That's according to the latest numbers released from Johns Hopkins University. President Biden also observing a moment of silence Monday night. The power is back on for most Texas residents, but massive electricity bills, broken water pipes, and flooding could leave many in financial turmoil. Some estimates predict the cost could surpass the $19 billion in insurance losses from Hurricane Harvey. Houston resident Tabitha Charlton's house flooded during the recent storm. She also had a claim during Hurricane Harvey.
Dealing with the insurance company is a nightmare. It is a nightmare. I can deal with the damage. That could be fixed. But another 3.5-year battle with the insurance company, I don't have it in me.
That audio courtesy of CBS News, USA Radio News. President Biden is making moves aimed at helping small businesses during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. The new administration is adjusting a federal small business loan program to help minority and tiny businesses in low-income areas that have been unable to secure assistance. The loan program in question is a Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP.
400,000 small businesses have closed. 400,000. And millions more are hanging by a thread.
The president also with a message for those Republican critics of his stimulus package.
Now, critics say the plan is too big. Let me ask them a rhetorical question. What would you have me cut? What would you leave out?
The White House also saying FEMA is assisting in every way possible to distribute aid to Texas after an emergency disaster declaration was issued for winter weather. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying FEMA has provided more than 1 million meals and over 4 million liters of water. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and the phones here are open for you. If you want to join in, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're getting into the details on what exactly Mark believes about the future of the Liberty Migration Movement. We're going to continue that discussion here in a moment. He told me just a moment ago that he thinks it will succeed, but then it will fail unless a certain thing happens. And I want to have you recap that here in a moment, Mark.
Sure.
But also, I do want to invite our listeners to Bitcoin.com, because if you want to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, then you can go there and click Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. You'll find all kinds of information, including a series of videos that I would recommend at the very least you watch the first one. And that's like 3 minutes long. And if you got time, check through the list of videos and see which ones interest you and watch those too. And then you'll have some of the basics down about cryptocurrency. And that's an important thing, especially now with Bitcoin down a little bit in price today. Might be a buying opportunity for some folks.
Time for me to dress in sackcloth and ashes.
All the way down to, actually, it pinged as low as $45,000 for a quick moment. and is back up to around 53,000 from a high of 58, I think, yesterday or the day before. So it's definitely something you want to take a look at. If you haven't taken the time, go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started there. If you're not new to Bitcoin, you want to learn the latest news headlines, go to news.bitcoin.com. We'll get back into it here with nobody, Ian and Mark, in the studio. First, we go to Matthew in Connecticut. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, before I ask my thing, Mark impression. This thing I've dedicated my entire life to is such a piece of crap.
I don't know what's going on with your phone, man, but your phone's a piece of crap because we can barely understand you. Are you on a speakerphone or something?
Is this better?
Perhaps. Go ahead. Say what you were going to say.
This thing I've dedicated my life to is a sucky piece of crap. That's the Mark impression.
Well, he hasn't dedicated his life to the New Hampshire freedom migration. He's going elsewhere. He's looking at other parts of the world, and I think that he's got a right to criticize. I mean, he's been in the midst of it. He certainly knows, you know, he's lived here for roughly 15 years, if you don't count the winter vacations in Florida. We'll go ahead and count you all 15 there, Mark.
Thank you.
But at the same time, you haven't really been immersed in the liberty movement here in any meaningful sense in the last several years. You've been so focused on things going on outside of New Hampshire, you honestly don't know what's going on here. And that's my biggest critique of you is
I know more than the average person, more than the average libertarian, in fact. As much as you, no, I do not. Yeah. However, that doesn't mean that your opinion is correct because you know more. It simply means, and remember, all I've said is, I have abandoned my hopes that the Free State Project will be successful. Anyway, I have been abandoned.
But you did just say that it would succeed just a moment ago, and then you said that people would move in and ruin it.
Some level of success. Define success, then. What does succeed look like? What is the finish line for liberty in New Hampshire?
Well, the first thing for me is it's the whole state doesn't have to be that much freer for me to be a great deal freer.
Excellent.
And I, you know,
That's absolutely true.
I guess the difference is I'm willing to consider doing in New Hampshire the kind of things that you're only willing to consider doing outside
you'll never
of
get
New
them.
Hampshire.
I swear to God, you'll never get them. You could, the religious freedom in New Hampshire is so little, you can't even open a monastery and have the kind of success that a monastery would have in another state. New Hampshire is a poor choice.
You fight.
Fight away. That's the thing. I'm not willing to do it. I'm not going to dedicate the remainder of my life, which is 30, 40, perhaps even 50 years, to fighting bureaucrats in order that I might be a little freer, when is all I have to do is leave and go elsewhere, which is what I did when I came here. Leave and go elsewhere and find more freedom wherever it is. I'm not going to continue to fight them. I just don't want to do it. And if you want to fight them, this is an excellent place to do it. Come here and wage the liberty war against the bureaucrats.
Yeah, I think actually fighting less is a great idea.
I agree.
What I would like to see happen in New Hampshire is some more circling of the libertarian wagons. I'd like to see some libertarian communities grow up that are not the size of a state. And you can have a great deal of freedom in that kind of a situation. Unfortunately, we haven't had,
let's say this.
We haven't had the people who've been willing to build that sort of thing. And hopefully,
you two are two of the people who are not willing to do it. And I'll point this out. There are two places currently in New Hampshire that are a tipping point for liberty. One of them is Croydon, and the other one is Grafton. And neither of you nor I live in any of those places. And it's because we've become chauvinistic about particular locations. We're like,
That's
I can't go
true.
There. Well, what?
I'm not. I would be perfectly happy to head out to Grafton. I'm actually strongly considering it.
Okay, so Grafton is at a tipping point, and they're very soon. Grafton's the best example. Very soon, there will be enough libertarians there, active in government, to see people being all the selectmen, all of the, you know,
is that
people.
True? I had not heard that.
They're that close.
And the thing is, and you could, that could really be improved a great deal.
No.
If we started.
Let me tell you why.
Why?
All of the towns in New Hampshire are chartered from the state. And as soon as the state, as soon as the libertarians get in charge of a particular place, they're going to say, the first and primary problem is the schools. We've got to stop the schools. And what they'll do is they'll try to shut it down. And when they shut down the school, then the state comes in and says, we have a mandate from the Supreme Court that says that our Constitution that doesn't say that there's a mandate for public schools says that there's a mandate for public schools. And they will then destroy your charter for that city, for that town, that municipality. And then you will be back at square one to start all over again.
If you still have the population that got you that power, then nothing significant has changed if they revoke the charter.
You'll just have to pay your property taxes to the next town that they turn it into. That is an interesting question. What if you can get 1,000 people not to pay their property taxes?
Exactly.
But Ian Freeman,
you could get 1,000 people
into Grafton. What if you could,
Grafton.
But you can't? What, find them
yes,
for me.
Yes, you can.
Ian couldn't find 5.
Well, it was early, Mark. I mean, we need
you
more
can't
people.
Find them now.
Well, people are afraid.
Find 3, and I'll do it with you.
People are afraid.
I'll buy a piece of
We're
property
three.
In Keene, New Hampshire. And I will not pay property tax if you can find 3 more libertarians in Keene, New Hampshire that will not pay their
Why
property tax.
Why in Keene?
Because that's where we are.
We could go anywhere.
Keene is...
Fine! Find me another place. I'm telling you this. If I have, if I bought a piece of property at a town that doesn't have a town, that isn't a town, what they call a township in New Hampshire, and I bought it in the name of a church, I'd still have to pay property taxes to the county.
Matthew's still on the line here, guys. Hold on.
Unless you fought and won.
We still got Matthew on the line here. Did you have a question,
They already fought it once
Matthew?
And lost.
I was just kind of joking a little bit before, Mark. You don't have to delude yourself into believing anything you don't, obviously. Another question is, what do you think has been the Free State Project's biggest mistake thus far? Do you think it was
it's in the name.
Maybe a cold location? Or?
No, it's in the name. What they
the
wanted,
name?
The name, yeah, state. You cannot have freedom and a state at the same time.
Okay, so it's an oxymoron. You think that's what's the failure of the Free State
yes,
Project? Really,
the failure the is attempting to go and go into a place
that's the best
with 1.4 million people and say, I'm from outside and I'm here to fix you stupid people in the dumb way you're
not what
fixed.
Happens. That's your attitude. You're the one with the attitude of people
that's
are stupid.
A lot of people's attitude about what Free Staters are like here. And it's fundamentally a very difficult row to hoe. It's a very steep mountain
yeah,
to climb.
Yeah, nothing worth doing is easy. Thank you, Matt,
Maybe
for the call.
If there is something that's worth doing that is easier than what you are doing, you should abandon what you are doing and do the easier thing.
And what's that?
I haven't found an easier thing.
Apparently you won't listen.
I've seen you run around the world looking for the easiest thing.
I'm doing my very, very
you
best.
You haven't found it.
How long do I need? Do I get as long as I've lived in New Hampshire? Because I have a long way to go on that.
Like I said, I
got a big hard start here.
Like I said, I'm interested in seeing what you come up with, but I'm still waiting for whatever that is. 603-283-6160, and I agree with nobody. We've got a great start here. It's more.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high.
From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We've got open phones, although right now they're busy. So if you call 603-283-6160, you're not going to get through. But you can connect with us on our chat server over at chat.freetalklive.com, is where you get the instructions on how to join and how to call in through that server. And if you do that, you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark. Things are heating up here in the studio as Mark is... He seems to be of two mindsets. He thinks that the whole migration of libertarians to New Hampshire has been a failure, but on this other hand, he does say it could succeed. But
I
then
think
it'll
it
fail
has
if it
fatal
succeeds.
Flaws. I don't think I've used the term failure to describe the Free State Project.
I think you have. Actually.
It is the most successful move here project to date.
When asked what the problem with it was, the biggest problem, I think, you cited the name of it.
The problem is indicated in the name, in so much as the Free State Project wishes to come to a place with 1.4 million people, with presumably 20,000, although they'll never reach that number, and then say, hey, we're here to fix you. Nobody wants to hear that. Down in Florida,
we don't even know the Free State Project exists.
Actual bumper stickers that said that were addressed to Yankees. Mm-hmm. If you don't like the way we do things down here, take I-95 north. Do you remember those bumper stickers?
Well, we picked New Hampshire, actually, because we do like the way they do things here, in that we like the live free or die idea.
Right.
We like the idea of just leave us alone.
I think New Hampshire was one of perhaps some tactical errors.
I think there's been too much concentration on getting the government to change as opposed to finding ways to mostly avoid the government. And I think that that is eventually going to be a lot more successful. My hope is that as crypto continues to grow, that we're going to actually have people here who have the resources to make things happen.
Yeah, that's going to be a game changer.
That's what has not been happening.
Yeah, you're right
there
about that.
There has not been capital.
Because a lot of the people who moved here barely had two pennies to, you know, to rub together when they moved here. But a lot of those people got into cryptocurrency early on, and it's going to be a game changer in the next 5-10 years. Not only because those people will become wealthier because of the likely rise of the price of various cryptocurrencies, but also because they'll have put down more roots here. They'll have had kids here. They're, you know, they get to know their neighbors here.
More to lose.
I got to disagree with you, Mark. The people in New Hampshire that are the natives that actually love freedom tend to really appreciate the fact that that
some
free
do
are coming here.
A lot of them do.
Yeah,
but they haven't.
A lot of them.
But those people who appreciate that haven't been successful in keeping statists out of the state.
Well, you have to understand, the statists that move here aren't as effective as an activist that moves here for liberty.
But the statists who work for the government are paid day in and day out, and hour by hour,
no
to take as many freedoms.
Those people exist everywhere. All right?
So agreed.
Wherever it is you move, the statists
not
are going to be in the government.
Not true. You
really
can move someplace.
There are people in government that aren't statists
in another
place.
We were just talking about Honduras, which is put
together. Hondurans aren't statists in the government?
Ian, they have put together a program that's in their constitution. What constitutional success had the libertarians in New Hampshire had?
There was a constitutional amendment recently
in New Hampshire
to protect privacy.
Constitutional carry.
Hallelujah. The libertarians in Honduras decided, they got together, the smart guys, right, these academic types, they said, we're going to do one thing. We're going to infiltrate the government. And we're going to institute a special autonomous zone piece of legislation.
Great.
And they did it because they had a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then, presumably, this will work. It may not. And I'd love to have 15 years down the line, like we have with the Free State Project, to be able to point out what works and what doesn't work.
Well, you'll let us know.
So that I could find out, so that I could critique that.
Yeah, let us know, and we'll keep an eye on it, Mark. But for now, this is the movement of liberty-minded people who are concentrating in one area, and it's the one that's been the most successful. And to answer the earlier caller's question, I think I'd like to answer it, and you're welcome to as well, nobody. The biggest mistake the Free State Project made was not having the vote. The biggest mistake was they had the vote early. They had
the vote
at 5,000. So there were 10 states that were under 1.5 million population, with the exception of Rhode Island
and Hawaii.
They
were eliminated.
There were 10 states, and there was a vote by the first 5,000 members of the Free State Project on which state should be the destination state. Up until that vote happened, the sign-up rate was skyrocketing. There were a ton of new sign-ups, like hundreds every single week of people. There was a lot of buzz. There was a lot of excitement around it. And as soon as the vote happened, the sign-up rate fell through the pavement. It just went down big time, and it took 15 more years, basically, after that point, or 10-plus years after that point, to actually hit the 20,000 number. Had they said, we'll pick the state at 20,000 instead of 5,000, we probably would have hit 20,000 by, 2005 or 2004, that would have triggered the move, and then we'd have been a decade ahead of the game.
I do want to get his answer, but I want to address what you said, too. So let me rebut on what you've got to say. Yes, I agree that there could have been a great deal of success. However, I think it's also an indication that people weren't taking it seriously. Once they picked a place where people would actually have to move, and it wasn't all about, I want to sign up to make sure that my state gets to be the super awesome libertarian state or whatever, right? Then, as soon as a place was picked and it became real, then people dropped off because maybe they were never going to move in the first
place. Who cares?
Okay.
It would have gotten more people to move sooner. Go ahead, everybody. Yeah.
Well, I would say that the biggest mistake that we've made is not recognizing that we need, in order to have people move here, there needed to be opportunities. Not everybody is drowning in money, Mark. I know you are, but you're the only one.
I manage a fund.
So if we want people and we need allies, then what we should have been doing, I think, is creating opportunities, creating ways, and not out of charity, but finding ways that we could turn a profit by creating work, and also finding ways to live, to be less scattered about the state, because when we're all in the same place, when we're at Porkfest, what happens? And a whole economy develops at Porkfest when we're close together, so we can trade with each other. And especially now that they're trying to shut us and people like us out of the mainstream economy, having something like a year-round Porkfest, some place where you can go, you can make money doing something enough to survive, you can trade with other people doing this, and we are seeing some market days
that are happening around the state in different places on a regular basis. It's not making a living level yet, but it's the start of that. I want to bring Vernon on the line here in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Good, Vernon.
Vernon going once.
Vernon, I heard somebody there on the phone. Vernon?
Vernon, check.
Oh, he just dropped off the line. Let's try Dave. He's in New Hampshire.
Know what you mean, Vern.
Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, the one man here in this conversation who's been here longer than all of us.
That's
in
true.
The studio. Dave, I mean, you've been here a long time. I know you were calling for a different reason, but do you want to reflect on, you know, how things have been going? Are you still, you know, optimistic about the future of this migration?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah, I'm still pretty optimistic. It's funny that the reason that I was calling in is a reminder of why I'm optimistic. You know, I always have something to call about, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I was going to call to talk about a bill that a Free Stater has submitted in the New Hampshire House. You know, how many libertarian movements in Texas or Wyoming or anywhere can call and say, hey, you know, our libertarian state rep is proposing this bill, and they can call about something like that, you know, dozens of times a year, and it's always a different bill. You know, I mean, right. I think we have what is it now 30 Free Staters in the legislature, and they're full blown mover Free Staters.
Are we counting ones that have turned into opposing the Free State Project? I mean, I know those still exist.
Well, if they oppose the organization, then it probably doesn't matter. If they're not
if
they're not libertarian anymore, I can think of one person who did that, and I don't count her.
Not sure if the fax machine just came on the line there. Dave, are you still with us?
Yep.
Okay, hang on if you don't mind, because Dave, you make a great point, and that is that there's always so much to talk about with liberty activism going on here. And
I talked to a guy today in Honduras who's basically started a ZA and has all the freedoms that you guys would put in.
Great, let us know how it's going, man. Let us know how it's going.
I'll bet he invested.
Once you start getting people that are, you know, moving there and something's actually happening. There's more coming up here. Hour number three is on the way. This is Free Talk.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence.
intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.